giving consumers a financial edge, providing economic tools designed for you to win. With the Empireonomics business guru, Al Mills, and the credit lady gem dropper herself, Monique Macklin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Wake Up and Win Show with Al Mills and Monique Macklin. My name is Monique Macklin, and I'm known in this industry as the Credit Lady.
And hey, this is Al Mills, also known as the Prophetic Financier.
All right. We have created a space that is designed to enlighten, empower, and edify people to their next level of economic success. On this platform, we do that by having conversations that require you to examine your current situation and make changes as needed to get you to the life that you desire to live by thinking better, banking better, and leveraging better. Now, on today's show, we will be discussing Have You Got by a Guru.
Ooh, got by a guru. Ooh, that's dangerous.
Got by a guru. So let's jump right in. So as we know, on social media especially, the YouTubes, the Instagrams, the TikToks, or whoever, Facebook, there's a lot of people perpetrating to be experts in things that they just jumped into.
Yes, yes.
Right. And they're charging people an exorbitant amount of money to do whatever it is, and then people find out later on that, you know, they just got.
well, here's what's funny, right? It says social media, and if you look at the current climate on social media, it's not very social.
No, not at all.
Right? But the word guru, right? Let's just look at the word guru again. You know, I always go back to the etymology of the word.
Yes, you got to break every word down.
You got to break it all down.
Yes.
So basically, the word guru is a Sanskrit word, which basically means spiritual teacher, or especially one who imparts or initiate a person to higher consciousness. So we already know that 9 out of 10 times of parties on social media are not that type of teacher, if you will.
Correct.
Right? They may be calling themselves coaches and the like, but yeah, I think that's why so many people get God, if you will, because they're assuming that person to be, because we know that words are powerful, words are seed.
So
if a person hears the word guru, they potentially subconsciously are attracted to thinking that this is a person who is operating on a higher level of consciousness,
Correct. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're looking at them to be the expert in their field, right?
Right.
That's what they're expecting to receive. And even, I believe the pandemic is where I started paying more and more attention, especially with everybody. It just seemed like everybody was, you know, shouting from the rooftops the same things over and over again. Start an Airbnb business, start a Toro business, in the credit space. Now everybody knows credit and they can't even read a credit report. It's just so annoying. And then when they can't do credit, they're doing business credit. And they don't have, it's just too much.
Yeah, it's too much. Well, it comes back to those side hustles, right? Mm-hmm. The whole pandemic actually forced individuals into what they design call a solopreneur or a gig economy. That is what has happened as of late.
Exactly.
That's strategic. So we're not going to get on all the gurus and gurus out there, but we have to understand what's really going on is that it was set up that way for individuals to find another means of creating income while being indoors. Because it would sell Zoom accounts, Google account, all those things, Netflix, all those different platforms increased in their red fibers because of that. So it birthed a whole new nation of influencers or gurus, if you will. And I like to say in the community, influenza, because it's like you're catching a cold, catching something. But yeah, so many folks have become overnight experts all of a sudden. You know, two a year ago, you know, they were working on a job at UPS or something. All of a sudden, now they are an expert in a particular field.
Correct. Or fields.
Or fields.
Or fields. And then the other thing is, I know I told you one time, I've had plenty of people tell me that the reason they signed up with me is because I wasn't one of those people, you know, getting off the private jets and walking into a Rolls Royce and all. They just felt that they could relate to me, if that made sense.
Yeah, that's cool. I get it.
And a lot of people, that's what they thought would attract people to them. And it did attract a lot of people to them until they realized that these big houses and planes and cars are actually rentals, right?
Oh, rentals. So that's a prop. Well, it's a prop, right? So let's look at entertainment. Yes. For the most part, celebrities that are actors, ball players, and the like, they're entertainers, and their job is to create attention or get eyeballs on them, right? Because they are walking billboards, if you will. They are merchandisers. They're selling products. Yep.
Exactly.
And so their job is to attract eyeballs onto them, right? And so in this current climate online, a lot of folks are becoming these content creators, and they're selling information. Because we're in the information age.
Yes, exactly.
And so in this space, to be an influencer doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be an expert. You just have to be a part of a trend or some popular topic that will attract ears and eyes on you so that you can then become appealing to a major brand that would want to market in front of your audience, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where a lot of folks get got, if you will, because to a trusted teacher when they're really just a content creator.
That's it. And when you say they're borrowing, they'll jump on someone else's platform, so to speak, right? And then they'll be, say, interviewed or whatever on that person's platform. And that person who, you know, may be well-known or popular, of course, so they're going to trust that this person has already vetted this, you know, these people. And so that's why they're going to trust and move forward with them. The other thing I think people get stuck on is he who has the most followers must know what they're doing. And that's not necessarily the case.
That's the furthest from the truth. That's the furthest from the truth.
What
do I say to you? What do I say all the time?
You tell me all the time that the people who have money or true wealth, they're not on these platforms. They're not doing any of this, you know, in influencer stuff that's happening on here. You don't see Bill Gates and the Warren Buffetts or their people even on here. This is not what they do. That's because they don't have to do it.
Right. Well, let's turn the microscope knob a little bit. We're going to turn it to the right and really go deeper on this in a more micro level, right? So let's look at a person who may have advocated that they have created millions of dollars in their niche or their space.
Mm-hmm.
Once a person have accumulated and have done the right thing and amassed a few million dollars, why are you still working so hard in front of the camera?
Come on now.
Think about that for a minute. You'd be too busy multiplying, doubling, tripling your money, and still trying to attract new customers. And that's something we talk about in the community, right?
All the time.
Why do businesses stop growing or not able to scale? Because they're so focused on the actual cost of a new client, and they just abandon those individuals who spent money with them already, and you cultivate the things that they need. And so that's why they're always looking for the new customer as opposed to just working with the clients or people that has shared or exchanged some form of commerce with you.
Well, that's because most people only have one-off products. Right. So if you only have a one-off product, you have to go searching for or service. You have to keep searching for new people, or you burned the people who already purchased from you. Right. And then now you have to go and get new people. And that's what's happening. Or your industry may have died a little bit, because as we see, like Airbnbs are not, they're getting a lot of red tape or whatever happening in the industry now. So a lot of people are having to pivot on those businesses now too.
Correct. And, well, let's look at that. And so with that said, right, so many people, well, in business, when you're looking at who should you listen to, it really should be someone that has done the things you like to do, right? And has gone the places that you like to go. But don't be fooled by the props, because it's entertainment. Mm. And all those things that you're seeing there are props on a stage appealing to you to purchase the ticket.
Yeah, the hype.
And it's called lifestyle marketing. It's called
lifestyle. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, definitely that.
right?
They're putting a lifestyle that you want in front of you so that
the illusion,
it attracts.
The illusion, the matrix. That's the matrix illusion. If you think back in the movie of The Matrix when Morpheus and Neo was in the program when he first initially started his deprogramming of the of matrix, there was a woman walking in the red, in a red dress, and Neo stopped and looked over, and when he turned back around, a sentinel was there with an agent was there with a gun on his face. He says, "See, don't be distracted by
don't
the glitter,
easily distracted."
By distracted. And so that's kind of was the message that was being spoken, even in the movie The Matrix, is that don't be distracted by all the glitter. What did Grandma used to say back in the day? All that shine, well, all that glitter is not what.
Not gold.
That's that fool's
gold. Letters is not gold.
Fool's gold. So you
but when you think about social media, right? That's what it is. It's a big ass distraction.
It is. I like to say that.
Yes, that's because you'll get in there and you'll get caught up scrolling some more, and you see the crazy things. And I know people wind up in people's inboxes, and then 5 hours have passed.
Oh my goodness, 5 hours, wow, that's scary. 5 hours on Instagram social media platform, wow.
You'd be surprised how many people tell me they waste so much time online, and it's such a distraction. It's not good for business.
And again, we're not throwing anybody under the bus on this particular podcast, but we're just bringing awareness that don't be subject to or victim of these types of marketing tactics, because believe it or not, the big boardrooms on Madison Avenue are coming up with ways to appeal to the five senses to get you to part with your money. That's just the way that it is, and they use and inject certain people and allow certain things to happen so that they can have you separate from your money. And we just have to be aware of that, right? And to kind of add to my point, we talked about many followers, that we use that as a gauge. Well, I'd rather have 100 loyal followers that will engage in commerce with me on a specific basis per year than to have 1 million likes, because likes doesn't cash checks.
It does not. It does not.
It may raise your ego a little bit if you're lacking in that department.
Right.
But it's definitely not gonna cash check.
It's not. And you may be somebody who might have gotten lucky in the space of YouTube or something, and you're actually are collecting checks because people are making a lot of money in those spaces too. But just because these people have 1 million followers, it does not mean they know what they are doing. They have learned the art of marketing, and that's what has gotten their numbers up.
Absolutely.
That's really what has happened. And you just want to be mindful of that, because I heard somebody say that earlier. That's what made me bring up that, having the number, a whole lot of followers is what gets people to trust people. But if you are new in the space of social media, or maybe you lost your old profile or something, now you have to start from scratch. You have to now build that trust up all over again. That could, it takes a long time to do even that. So, and people get caught up in that. That's like a whole nother job. Social media, it's a whole nother job. So you just have to be mindful of all of that. But when it comes to, what are things that you would say are the best things that people can do for themselves when they are going to engage with somebody and ask them for a service or a product or something? How can they protect themselves, I guess?
I think the very first thing, in my opinion, and the system that I've learned, is that we have to always get to a point to know, like, and trust someone. So I'm going to always say, first get to know someone. So that's being done by a person maybe watching the types of posts or the types of memes or reels that they're posting. Then I think the second thing would be to maybe have a conversation with them on a one-on-one call or some type of a scenario. I know we're in the digital space and nobody wants to talk to anyone, but that's another means to be concerned, especially if you're on high ticket item situations.
This is true.
You want to have an interpersonal conversation with someone and vibe them, get their frequency, see how it makes you feel, see what they're offering, see what they're talking about, and trust your inner self when you're having that conversation. And then after that, look and see if there are any real testimonies, right? You know, with these websites that are sold today, people fabricate testimonials.
They do.
Some of them come with the template that it has. Sarah M. You notice they never have a last name. It's always Sarah M. from Ontario.
Well, in my space, I can't put the people's last name, so I have to.
But for the most part, people
protect their identity.
So that's it. Protect your identity. I get it. But the real proficient professionals would have, if just like in the old days before they were social media and you had a resume, what did it say? References upon request.
This is true.
So if they've really successfully helped some people, they should be able to provide you with a true reference of a real natural person.
This is true.
An image in a text.
For me, I have found that my longevity has been my resume, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I'll have people who will, they'll say, I've been following you for about 2 or 3 years. You know, I've been needing to get my credit fixed for like two or three years.
Wow. 3 years. Oof.
But they, you know, or they'll go and find someone who's less expensive, I should say. I'm not going to say cheaper, but less expensive. Because I tell people, even in my presentation, I'm not the cheapest and I will never claim to be, because that's not what we do.
That's right. You pay for what you get for in the real world.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm never going to claim to be the cheapest, but we will say we're one of the best. It's just that you have to just, you know, I guess that whole sitting around for 2 or 3 years also gets them to, like you said, browse my page, see what I post. They see things about my family and things like that every once in a while. So it gets them a little comfortable with that, you know, like, and trust factor. So that helps, I guess. I just if people waiting 2 or 3 years, that's a...
I don't know, right? So that's a long sales cycle. If it's 3 years for a person to make a decision.
Yeah.
That's what you call doing due diligence. That's a lot of due diligence.
Right. So,
what has worked for me is basically, because I'm not really that social media type of person.
I know.
I mean, we have to have a profile, because in the space that we live in now, everyone's going to Google you or something. So you have that there. I have found that has served me well was that after persons go there, they go to my LinkedIn page and they're able to see all the recommendations of real people. And they're able to click on that person's recommendation and then go to that person's LinkedIn page. And you begin to see the type of people or quality of people that recommended. See, it's a difference in the testimony and the recommendation.
This is true.
Recommend someone, you're saying, I've had a personal firsthand experience with this person. And that has been fruitful for me. And I'm recommending. That's equivalent to an introduction versus a referral.
I agree.
See the difference between the two there. So yeah. So I have found that to work very, very well with me in terms of people establishing know, like, and trust.
For me, I have found to go back to old school marketing a lot.
Okay.
Which is offline. Like you said, actual having conversations with people, because people like to talk to me on the phone for some reason. So, or even just in person, you know, when I see people, they'll stop and have a conversation with me and stuff like that. Ask me what, as far as funding or credit or something like that, because I do wear my own merchandise or whatever. So that's a way for me to get the conversation started. I think it's a lot more social than social media. And that has helped me as well when it comes to, you know, just building that whole trust factor when it comes to people. So there's a whole lot of ways. It's just that the internet is so noisy. Can you hear me?
You there? Absolutely. Yeah. I can hear you. Somehow we had a little dead spot in our transmission, but we're fine.
Oh, no. But yeah, I was just saying that the internet is so noisy sometimes. So it just seems like, so every other post you see, there's an ad, you know, every other post you see, there's some sort of advertisement. Somebody's trying to sell you something. So that's why I think getting off of social media helps a lot as well.
Yeah, sell, right? Everything is sell.
Always. You can't even watch a funny video anymore because of the advertising that Mark Zuckerberg has inserted into all of videos.
Well, that comes back to that point, right? It comes back to, if you are a content creator, your job is mm-hmm. to get eyeballs and ears on your page so that the actual corporations could market in front of your audience. So if you're looking to really get education or upliftment, you have to use a different measuring stick as opposed to just followership, because that's just for brand recognition to be able to be a merchandiser. But you have to look at if they are delivering results in the in the niche in which you're looking for.
This is true. But we've also noticed that people will watch someone else's material and then claim it as their own. I've watched the YouTube video, so now I'm an expert in this space kind of thing.
Right.
So, you know, you can usually tell who those types of people are. Even with me, I know you had to, you know, you've told me, and then I got one time. As far as when I put my information on my websites, I have to lock my information down, because, you know, just terminology that's been put out there, like the whole credit to wealth thing. No one was talking about credit to wealth, and then I started seeing a whole lot of people starting to talk about credit to wealth. And then one of my videos was pretty much hijacked. It's sold, right? So now you're taking somebody else's information and you're repurposing it as your own. So you have to, so even if you are an expert in whatever space you are, you have to learn how to protect yourself as well. So you, as a true expert, Maven, that you don't get got yourself.
Oh yeah, and I was a victim of that, and I don't have large followings on any of those social media platforms. If I have more than 300 people, that would be a great deal. But even I have been hacked 17 times and pages stolen to take content. See, it's not about the followership. It's about your frequency and the information that you put out. If people see it valuable, they'll use it in their own scam to get people to trust them, because they can see that your words and your statements have power. So yeah, you have to definitely protect
yourself. You have to be mindful. Yeah. Like one lady I talked to yesterday about one of our new programs, when I did the video, I never specifically said exactly. I said what it was, but I never said exactly what it was. So she messaged, she said, "It sounds real great, but I just don't know what it is." And when I had a conversation with her, I had to tell her why I can't do that.
Right.
Because you just don't know who's watching and who's trying to jack your information. So you have to be mindful of that. And you'll find out when we have a conversation.
Well, the other issue too is there's so much content creators out there, as you say, spilling the tea on other professions just to get those eyeballs.
Oh my God, that annoys the mess out of me. I'm sorry. Oh, that irks my nerves. It's like you just on YouTube just giving it all away.
Yeah.
Everything.
$3.99 on that scenario, so people wouldn't want to engage a real professional who has true experience in and potential remedy to their situation, but they're going to wait for somebody else to drop those gems for free.
Correct. And then when they realize that what they received is really what they paid for, absolutely nothing.
Absolutely.
That's when they come back to you. So you just have to be smart in your decisions when you are looking for a product and or service. Do your due diligence, as Al has stated, and, you know, do your research. It's not hard to figure out who's doing what and who's not doing what. And you also have to remember, as businesses, as true businesses, there are some businesses that do have some hiccups. And some people are just online to complain. So let's even put that out there, too.
That is true, too. That is true, too.
So there's a whole lot of people that just do that. I think Walmart has over 1 million hate messages online. But no one has stopped going to Walmart. So we have to be mindful of that, too. You're never going to please everyone. So there are legitimate people out there, and there may have been some legitimate hiccups out there. So just, you know, ask the questions. It's okay to ask the questions, because just like you're not perfect, you may have... Now, if it's some sort of repeated problem, then that's something that you might want to... That's going to raise a red flag, of course.
Absolutely.
But, you know, give people some grace, because there are a lot of small business owners out here that are doing their best at whatever it is they're doing. And they're not trying to get you.
Right. The customer service, they are flaws in customer service from time to time. And if you've been in business long enough, you will have a complaint. It's just that's just the laws of averages.
That's
you can't
true.
Please everyone all the time. You just cannot, even with a superior product, someone's going to still have a preconceived notion about something that didn't get reached or wasn't administered, and next you know they're disgruntled. So yeah, we just have to take it one day.
And a lot of time it'd be user error. I mean the actual. We don't want to go there. No one ever wants to take accountability for something that they did. But you know, if it's a legitimate company, they will respond to you. They will work with you and be willing to work with you. Mm-hmm. But they're not trying. The people that you have to worry about are the people that fall off the face of the earth when you have a complaint, when they don't respond to you, when they don't answer you, you can't get a hold of them. Those are the people that, you know, of course, will have you fearful.
Yes.
But there are a lot of companies out here, small business owners, small to medium large, medium-sized businesses that are doing everything in their power to make sure that you get exactly what you receive. So, you know, just extend them the courtesy. If there has been something bad said about them, just ask the question and allow them the time and the grace to explain.
Yeah, I think that's perfect. That was excellently said. You know, find someone online, but build relationship offline. That's ultimately it.
Yes, definitely, because the noise is too loud.
It's like a fish market, like the fish market.
Yeah.
Pike's Fish Market. It's just sad. It's crazy.
That is so true. So our mission with this call is to really just make sure that you have not, or hopefully you haven't been got by a guru, but we wanted to give you some tips on how not to get got by a quote unquote guru that's out there. Do your due diligence, find the people that, your spirit. I always go by my spirit.
Yes, I do too. That's the only way I lead. That's discernment. You have to learn to be discerning in your situation. Sure.
Exactly. So that's how you choose the right people to work with. And if you ever have any questions or anything like that, you can always go to our page on Instagram at Wake Up and Win Show, and you can DM us, or you can go to wakeupandwinshow.com and you can message us there. Or if you see this on social media, leave a message there. We'll be more than happy to help you and, you know, guide you in the right direction with any questions that you might have.
So basically you're saying slide in our DM, huh?
Slide all up in the DM. Just don't ask no crazy questions.
All right.
Awesome. But yeah. So this has been a great call, Al. I appreciate you.
You know,
as always.
We do what we do. You know how we do.
That's right.
It's always a pleasure.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Be well.
You too.
Thank you for listening to Wake Up and Win with Al Mills and Monique Macklin. We hope you've been enlightened by today's message. Please subscribe to our podcast and share with your friends on your social media platforms. If you have any questions or comments, follow us on Instagram at Wake Up and Win Show.